WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental warriors. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily, your 5-minute shot of stoic wisdom to conquer whatever life throws your way. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to remind you that even superheroes have kryptonite, and it's okay to not be perfect. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel pretty intimidating, embracing imperfection and vulnerability. Now, before you scoot off thinking this is some touch-feely self-help session, let me tell you, there's real power in letting go of the need to be flawless. Ever felt like you were constantly putting on a show, pretending everything was perfect when inside, you were a tangled mess? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and everyone else seems to have it all together? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That curated online world is rarely the whole story. So, how do we break free from this pressure cooker of perfectionism and actually embrace our imperfections? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your mental game. First, remember that perfection is a myth. It's an unattainable ideal that sets us up for disappointment. Instead of striving for perfection, aim for progress. Celebrate the small wins and acknowledge your efforts along the way. Think about it like training for a marathon. You don't expect to run 26 miles on day one. You build up, gradually focusing on each step forward. Second, learn to reframe mistakes as opportunities for growth. When you mess up, and let's be honest, we all do, view it as a chance to learn and improve. Instead of beating yourself up, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? You know that saying, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of success. It's so true. Third, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, validate your feelings, and remember that you're human. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, it's what makes us unique and interesting. Fourth, practice authenticity. Don't be afraid to let your true self shine through. Share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences with others, even if they feel vulnerable. Remember, genuine connections are built on trust and openness. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but the rewards are so worth it. Think about those friendships where you can truly be yourself, no masks or pretenses. Those are the relationships that matter most. And finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. Everyone has their own path to navigate, and comparing yourself to others will only lead to feelings of inadequacy. Remember, you're not in a race with anyone else, you're simply running your own race. Okay, let's take this one step further. Imagine you're presenting a big project at work. You've poured your heart and soul into it, but as you stand up to speak, your mind goes blank. Your hands start shaking, your voice cracks, and suddenly, you feel the weight of everyone's expectations crashing down on you. Sounds familiar, right? Ever been there? We all experience moments of vulnerability, especially in situations that make us feel exposed. But what if, instead of letting those feelings paralyze you, you embrace them? What if you acknowledged your nervousness and used it as fuel to deliver an even more powerful presentation? You could say something like, I'm a little nervous because this project means so much to me, or I've put my heart into this, and I hope it resonates with you. By being open and honest about your feelings, you create a connection with your audience and show them that you're human. So, let's recap. Embracing imperfection and vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being brave enough to be yourself, to learn from your mistakes, and to connect with others on a deeper level. Remember, it's not about striving for perfection, but about progress, self-compassion, and authenticity. Now go out there and rock the world. Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder that it's okay to be imperfect. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps keep our community strong and growing. Until next time, stay mentally fortified.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.